Howdy, folks. Today is Monday, March 25th, and you're listening to the Texans Daily Rundown. I'm the Texans Assistant Editor Rob Lauschus, and here is the rundown of today's news in Texas politics. A grueling primary now in the rearview mirror, Texas political sites turn to the high-stakes Russian roulette of runoffs that await at the end of May. 13 GOP runoffs for state legislative seats are on the ballot for a second round of electoral combat, the most significant of which is Speaker Dade Phelan's fight against challenger David Covey, with not only Phelan's speakership on the line, but his term in office as well. The first round in House District 21 was a heavyweight clash between the pair, in which the incumbent finished 3 points behind the challenger, both still a ways from clearing 50%. Responding to Covey's jab last week that Phelan did not vote for Senate Bill 4, the law creating a criminal penalty for illegal entry into Texas, subject of a whiplash-inducing court battle, the speaker shared a lengthy and pointed social media post, naming his opponent 6 times at once, in a fashion he seldom done previously. Earlier on Tuesday, Phelan held nothing back when asked about Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick's fervent desire to oust him, saying, quote, 100% he wants to pick his own speaker. He came down to House District 21 on election night thinking I was going to lose the primary. Patrick countered, objecting to that contention and turning criticism back on Phelan over SB 4. Phelan did not vote for SB 4, and rarely votes on any legislation, but has reserved his vote for significant moments, such as the property tax deal and the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton. But the fact that Phelan is now publicly and forcefully hitting Covey by name, and doing it himself rather than through surrogates, shows the speaker knows the situation is tenuous, a fact made obvious by the primary result. Covey's strategy, meanwhile, is likely to remain similar, sticking with the horse that brought him and pulling over the voters who backed third-place finisher Alicia Davis, chiefly in Jasper County. Covey did gain some ammunition against Phelan, with State Representative Tom Oliverson announcing that he's running for House Speaker. A case made by Phelan for his re-election, and one seconded by former Governor Rick Perry, is that Phelan's speakership brings a tremendous amount of influence to his corner of Southeast Texas, something incontrovertibly true provided he maintains the speakership. Unless the electorate changes drastically from primary to runoff, that itself will get Covey across the finish line. But it's no given. Nobody really knows who is going to turn out, particularly with the runoff being the day after Memorial Day, a 3-day weekend. The outcome of the headliner is as good as anyone's guess at the moment, but one thing is guaranteed. HD21 voters will be inundated with ads, mail pieces, and door knockers for the next 2 months. In a letter to U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson, Congresswoman Kay Granger announced she will be stepping down as chair of the Appropriations Committee. Granger said she will do everything in her power to ensure a seamless transition into the next fiscal year, as she has already announced she will not seek re-election in 2024. Granger was the first Republican woman to chair the Appropriations Committee. Granger's announcement came following the House passing a $1.2 trillion spending package. She was one of 6 Texas Republican representatives to vote yes on that budget. Quickly following Granger's announcement that she was stepping down as chair, Oklahoma Representative Tom Cole released a statement announcing his candidacy for the position. Cole is chairman of the Rules Committee and vice chairman of the Appropriations Committee, where he also serves as chairman of the Subcommittee on Transportation, Housing, and Urban Development. He describes himself as a budget hawk. The GOP steering committee and conference will now deliberate before selecting a new chair to finish out the remainder of the congressional session. The House Appropriations Committee is one of the most important and powerful in Congress. Members of the committee are responsible for bill proposals and budget considerations. The committee currently comprises 34 Republicans and 27 Democrats, who make changes and recommendations to the full chamber. Granger was first elected to Congress in 1996 and has served as House Appropriations Committee Chairwoman since 2023. Phelan has formed a Texas House Select Committee on Protecting Texas Liquefied Natural Gas Exports after Texas joined 15 other Republican-governed states in suing the Biden administration over its pause on approving permits for new LNG export projects. He appointed Representative Jared Patterson as chair, as well as Representatives Brooks Landgraf, Christian Manuel, Marianne Perez, and Cody Vasut to the committee. Thanks for listening. Be sure to visit thetexan.news and subscribe to get full access to all of our articles, newsletters, and podcasts.